And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 29th of June. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. High, Biscay, 1027 expected. Humber, 1025 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Westerly or southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. South Utsira, westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. West, 4 to 6, becoming variable, 2 to 4 later. Then south, 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. West, backing south later, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 3 or less for a time. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Fisher, German Bight. West or northwest, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Humber, Thames. West, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, north or northeast, 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Trafalgar, northerly 3 to 5, but easterly 4 to 6 in far southeast, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole. South, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West, backing south later, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 3 or less for a time. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, variable, 2 to 4, becoming south, 4 to 6. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Mallin. West backing south 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in Rockall. Rain later, moderate or good. Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor except in Mallin. Fair Isle, Faroes. West or southwest, 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. In southeast Iceland, westerly backing south later, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west by south, 5, mist, 6 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west, 6, rain, 5 miles, 1013, rising. Lerwick, southwest by west, 7, mist, 3 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, west by south, 4, 12 miles, 1012, rising. Aberdeen, southwest, 2, mist, 5 miles, 1016, rising. Lookers, southwest by west, 3, 11 miles, 1018, rising. Bulmer, southwest, 3, 9 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west, southwest, 3, 1020, rising more slowly. Sindeti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 5, 5 miles, 1024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 4, 11 miles, 1026. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by north, 3, 1026, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest by west, 2, mist, 3 miles at 1027, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. West, southwest, 3. 200 metres, 1026. Scilly automatic. Southwest by west, 3. Missed. 3 miles, 1026. Rising more slowly. Milford Haven, southwest, 3. 5 miles, 1025. Rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest, 3. 12 miles, 1024. Rising slowly. Valley, southwest, 3. Missed. 1500 metres, 1023. Rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by west, 4. 7 miles, 1022. Rising more slowly. Valentia, east by south, calm. 5 miles, 1023. Now falling. Ronald's Way, west, 2. 12 miles, 1022. Rising more slowly. Malin Head, southwest, 4. 7 miles, 1021. Now falling. And Machrihanish Automatic, west by north, 4. 7 miles, 1021. Rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday, the 28th of June. The general situation, the strong southwesterly flow across northern and western waters will become confined to the far north of Scotland, with gale force gusts continuing here at first. Elsewhere, a ridge of high pressure will build from the south, and as a consequence, the wind will ease off to become mainly light in strength. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then southerly 3 to 5 later. Showers in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southeast 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeast 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeasterly 3 or 4 later, fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable, mainly southwest 2 to 4. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 3 or less. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Drizzle at times, fog patches, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional rain at first in south, moderate or good, becoming poor at times. Isle of Man, variable 2 to 4, becoming south 3 to 5 later, fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Fog patches later in east. Good, becoming moderate to very poor later in east. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly, backing southerly or southeasterly later, 3 to 5. Fog patches later. Good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west or southwest, backing south later, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 for a time, showers at first in north, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, decreasing 4 or 5, backing southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers moderate or good. And the Shetland Isles, west or southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later, backing south or southeast later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that marks the end of our Saturday. And farewell from us for the evening here on Radio 4. We'll be joining the World Service, who will be with you right through the night. Some other listening options if bedtime is not on the cards just yet. You can head over to Radio 4 Extra for a debut drama, The Scatterbrained Scarecrow of Oz. The Scarecrow, now ruler of Oz, sets out to recover his brain from the Wicked Witch of the North. It stars Christopher Godwin and is just about to begin. I want to thank you for listening with us tonight. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From Chris Aldridge in the newsroom and myself and the whole of the Radio 4 team, have a quiet night. Good night.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service. Iran is on the northern end of a major commercial shipping route.
The Strait of Hormuz represents about a fifth of global oil trade. This is about 20 million barrels of oil passing every day.
It's also in conflict with Israel and weighing up retaliation options.
Blocking waters is, so to speak, a nuclear option. No country is allowed to block waters.
It has threatened to stop maritime traffic before.
If you have the opportunity to completely sail around the threat, then that would be the preferred option. Sometimes that's not always possible.
This week we're asking, how crucial is the Strait of Hormuz to global oil supplies?
The US is now carrying approximately 400 million barrels. If they were to use that to supply what is lost from the Persian Gulf, it lasts 20 days.
I'm Charmaine Cozier. Join me on The Inquiry after the news.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. The Israeli military says it killed one of the founders of Hamas, Hakam Mohammed Issa al-Issa, in Gaza City. Meanwhile, Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says at least 81 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes over the last 24 hours. Dan Johnson reports from Jerusalem.
Staff from the Al-Shifa hospital said at least 11 people, including children, were killed near a stadium sheltering displaced refugees in Gaza City. 14 more were reported killed in strikes on an apartment block and tent in the Al-Mawasi area. The Israel Defense Forces released a statement saying it had killed a senior figure in the Hamas military wing, but it's not clear if this incident is linked. More than 56,000 Palestinians have been killed since Israel's army launched strikes 21 months ago in response to the October 7th Hamas attacks.
The chief of the UN's nuclear watchdog, Rafael Grossi, says Iran has the capacity to start enriching uranium again in a matter of months. Speaking with CBS News, he says there's damage to Iran's nuclear sites after last weekend's strikes by American stealth bombers, but not total damage. His statement contradicts White House assertions that Iran's nuclear program has been set back years. India has angrily rejected a Pakistani army statement that a suicide attack, which killed at least 13 Pakistani soldiers on Saturday, was carried out by militants backed by Delhi. Ian McWilliam reports.
Pakistani military officials said a suicide bomber drove a car packed with explosives into a military convoy in the western tribal region of North Waziristan near the Afghan border. Local civilians were also injured, and the army says it killed 14 militants after the attack. The incident is one of the deadliest in recent months. While Islamabad often blames India for fomenting such attacks, Militants have long been active in the unstable border region and in neighbouring Afghanistan. Attacks have surged this year, with security